We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. We begin this hour with some breaking news, just getting this word. Long Beach schools have just announced emergency closures for 2 weeks due to COVID-19 positive tests. So again, this word just coming into the KNX 1070 newsroom. We're just getting word. Long Beach schools announcing emergency closures for 2 weeks due to the COVID-19 positive tests in that area. More on that story as we get it. But right now, in the middle of COVID, in the middle of wildfires, and of course, the long, hard-fought election campaign, Los Angeles area sports fans have reason to celebrate today. Their Dodgers are baseball's 2020 World Series champions. Championship apparel, it's flying off shelves this morning. Some of it already gone, at least temporarily. KNX 1070's John Baird live outside Dick's Sporting Goods for us in El Segundo.
Dodger fans rushed over to try to find something, a t-shirt, a hat, a pennant, something celebrating the World Series victory.
Anything with like champions on it, but I don't know. I think I might be too late to the party.
He might very well be. Some people were a little bit late, but they said they'll be back as soon as they can.
I don't know if they cleaned out in terms of because they didn't get much, but yeah, most of the stuff is already sold out.
That's what the fans were telling me. Most of the adult stuff was sold out, but they expect to come back and find more on the shelves soon, and they will be here. They're saying they're spending about $32 to $34 a piece for caps and t-shirts that celebrate the Dodgers' big win. Reporting live in El Segundo, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An early wake-up call for the Dodgers ace this morning.
Clayton Kershaw had this to say about teammate Justin Turner testing positive for the coronavirus this morning, telling the CBS Morning Show.
We feel, you know, awful for Justin, obviously. Yeah. But I was in the bullpen for most of the game, honestly, so I still am trying to catch up as to what's going on. I really don't have any idea what's going on at this point, but obviously feel terrible for him that he couldn't celebrate, but at the end of the day, we're all World Series champions, and they can't take that away from us.
Kershaw said it was a dream come true to finally win a title, and he talked about Dodger fans celebrating it in L.A.
I'm so excited for the city. Obviously, with the Lakers winning, how cool that was. And, you know, it's been 32 years for us. 32 years. I know they felt our pain just like we have, and they deserve it. They deserve to celebrate it.
No word about any parade or public celebration. The team may have to stay in Texas for a while to quarantine after Turner's positive test. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070.
Some big progress being made today and overnight at the Blue Ridge Fire that's burning in two Southern California counties. Let's go live to Chino Hills and KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, the fire burned in Orange County, Yorba Linda, and also here in Chino Hills, San Bernardino County. Overnight, they were able to gain the upper hand on part of it, 16% containment. They also revised down the acreage, so now it's at 14,334 acres, and the mandatory evacuations are still in place. So for people who did leave, they can't get back into the city, Chino Hills mostly. But a lot of people stayed behind, and they're out and about this morning and talking about just what a fearful event it was to watch all of this yesterday.
Seeing it come over the hill on top was a little scary. Yeah, like you said, we just got a little bag ready just in case, but thank God they were able to stop it, you know, before it got into the homes and all that in certain areas. So it was definitely a little nerve-wrecking when he started seeing the actual flames coming over the hill.
And those flames got super close to homes. I saw it with my own eyes. No homes here damaged, we understand, not in Chino Hills, but in Orange County. Structures damaged now at 7 and structures destroyed 1. We don't know if those structures are, you know, garages or something else or homes. Reporting live in Chino Hills, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Evacuation orders are now being lifted for some areas of Irvine as a calmer weather is helping firefighters there get more control on the Silverado fire. Containment of the 13,300-acre fire is now sitting at 25%. The gusty Santa Ana winds that quickly spread the fire have now gone. CAL FIRE spokesman Rigo Herrera tells KNX water-dropping aircraft will be out again today helping ground crews.
So basically our control objectives are to basically keep the fire north of Irvine Boulevard and south of Santiago Canyon and east of State Route 261, and then keep the fire west of El Toro Road.
Again, this is the Silverado fire. No homes have burned down. Thousands were threatened, though, after the fire started. That was early Monday morning. About 80,000 people were ordered to evacuate in the Irvine and Lake Forest areas. Herrera tells us the fire won't be fully surrounded until sometime next month. Orange County leaders are putting $5 million in CARES Act funding toward a grant program for licensed child care providers.
The pandemic has already forced about a quarter of the more than 1,200 child care centers in the county to close, which is why the program is critical. Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe.
Without some kind of assistance, we are at the risk of having even more child care centers closing, and we can't have that.
Kim Gall is president and CEO of First Five Orange County.
Any economic recovery is going to be dependent on a strong and vital child care system that can support our parents getting back to work.
The online application process for the grant program opens this Friday. Eligible recipients must be licensed by the state or provide proof of their business as a license-exempt child care provider. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Several L.A. City Council members are demanding the Trump administration reunite 545 kids with their parents after they were separated due to the administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. They'll introduce a resolution today denouncing what they say is a human rights violation.
The cruel and deplorable conditions at these detention centers were documented by Homeland Security's own independent watchdog, describing standing room only cells, children without showers and hot meals, and scenes of intense trauma and desperation.
That's L.A. City Councilmember Mitchell Farrell. The council is calling on Congress to pass legislation that protects asylum seekers and prevents kids from being separated from their parents at the border.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.